Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report.
The report for November 6th, 2020.
Epidemiology. How effective are public health measures such as quarantine in decreasing viral spread? An extended susceptible infected recovered or SIR model to estimate the case rate mortality or CFR of COVID-19 in Wuhan and the rates of infection, recovery, and death globally revealed an estimated case fatality rate of 4.4% and an estimated quarantine effect against transmission of 99.3%, highlighting the importance of adherence to public health quarantine policies in decreasing viral spread during this pandemic.
Understanding the pathology. What is the duration of SARS-CoV-2 antibodies in plasma after symptom onset? Infectious disease researchers from China studied the prevalence of anti-SARS-CoV-2 specific antibodies in 52 convalescent COVID-19 patients from 159 blood samples from 1 to 6 months after symptom onset and found a positive rate of IgG at 92.3% and IgM at 90.4% in the first month, and continuously high IgG but downtrending IgM antibodies throughout the convalescent phase, suggesting retainment of anti-SARS-CoV-2 IgG antibodies up to at least 6 months post-infection.
And to help you adjust your practice during this pandemic, cardiac rehabilitation specialists in Providence, Rhode Island conducted a retrospective study after initiating a transitional home-based cardiac pulmonary or vascular rehabilitation treatment plan for 129 patients between April 6th and May 27, 2020, and found that about 90% of patients were receptive to participating in at-home rehabilitation services and that 70% were responsive to follow-up progress tracking by telephone, suggesting that a home-based treatment is a viable option for treatment centers restricting in-person treatments during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.